Good evening, my brothers and sisters. Perhaps it's more like good afternoon. This is my last opportunity to speak to you, so I don't want to spend time with unimportant things. Let's see, maybe there's another one here. Try this one. I know, I...
这一次可能是我最后一次跟大家分享，所以我就是讲必要的事。
So I'd like to say first a word about Logos Seminary.
我要跟正道神学院来说话。
About Logos Evangelical Seminary.
Yeah.
Yes. Your school.
Yeah, I know.
When I have visited the seminary a number of times during my 10 years of living here in Southern California.
在过去我在 十年当中，我曾经探访过正道神学院几次。
And I remember the very first time that I had the privilege of speaking at chapel at the seminary.
我记得我第一次是在正道神学院的chapel来讲道。
I had a deep sense that I think God gave me in my spirit that Logos Evangelical Seminary has a significant role to play in what God is doing in the world.
然后我深信就是 福音的神学院在整个世界上呢，神有特别的心意在当中。
And today, as I had a chance to have lunch with a number of the faculty members, I am more convinced of that than ever before.
今天中午我有幸是跟几位教授一起吃饭，那我更加的是深信我刚才所说的。
I have spoken in so many seminaries all around the world, and you may know at one point I had the chance to be the head of a very good seminary.
我曾经在不少的神学院当中来讲道，那我深信正道是其中一位。
But when you see the academic credentials of the faculty, you see a group of people who are very, very well trained.
当我们看到神学院的老师的时候，我知道他们是有很好的训练。
As you meet with the faculty members, you see people who have a deep love of Jesus.
我看到他们对耶稣呢是有很深的爱。
As well as a love for the Church of Jesus Christ. So for anyone here who is a student, you are in a very good place to study. And for anyone considering it, I highly recommend to you Logos Evangelical Seminary.
Thank you so much.
It is deep in my heart. So all week as I've been preparing this message for you, I've been thinking back to 2.5 years ago when my father died.
在过去这个礼拜，我在准备信息的时候，我一直想到我2年半以前去世的父亲。
He was a man who came to faith in the Lord Jesus much later in his life, when he was in his 30s.
他是在30几岁的时候才相信主耶稣。
So I watched him growing in his faith in Jesus Christ my entire life as his son.
所以作为他的儿子，我看到他在整个耶稣里面的成长。
He was spiritually growing and he was mentally alert up to the very end of his life.
他的属灵不断的成长，然后他的头脑是非常清楚的，直到最后。
I think I have a picture of him.
那有幅图画。
There he is. He was that was taken 1 month before he passed away.
这个是他去世前一个月之前所照的。
At the end of his life, it was very, very clear that his body was failing and that he didn't have very long to live.
在他生命最后的时候，他知道他的身体呢是不断的、逐渐的在衰残。
I often thought of 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16.
然后我想到哥林多后书4:16,
where the Apostle Paul said, sometimes our body is wasting away, but the inner part of us is becoming renewed day by day by day.
在那段经文，保罗说，我们身体呢是渐渐的老去，但是我们里面呢却不断的有更新。
I saw that happening with my father.
在我父亲身上，我看到这个道理。
I remember the very last time that we spoke to one another on the telephone.
我记得我跟我父亲最后的一段电话上的对话。
Just before we signed off, just before we hung up the phone, he stopped me and he said, I have something else I want to tell you.
在挂断电话之前，我父亲说，我有些话要跟你说。
No, he said there are two things.
他说有两件事。
First, he said, I love you and am proud of you, especially proud of your faithfulness to God and His Word.
第一件事他说的就是我爱你，我以你为荣，特别是你对基督的这个忠心。
And second, he told me, I truly believe that the Lord is calling me home, and I'm looking forward to it.
然后第二件事他对我说，就是我相信神在呼召我回家，然后呢，我是很渴望的来回去。
His last words to me were, I am excited about meeting the Lord Jesus face to face.
他对我说的最后一句话就是，我很兴奋可以遇见耶稣面对面。
And those are two wonderful things to say to your son, don't you think?
大家是不是觉得这两件事是一个很奇妙的对儿子说的话、
And what he said to me brings me to my last message to you. It's found in 2 Timothy chapter 4.
他所说的让、引导我们来到这个提摩太后书的第三章。
It's a letter, as I told you this morning, that the Apostle Paul wrote near the end of his life.
我今天早上已经提醒大家，就是提摩太、这封信呢是保罗写的最后一封。
And through most of his letter, as I said this morning, he emphasized the importance of God's word to us.
所以在提摩太后书当中呢，是强调神话语的重要。
And he summed all of that up in chapter 3, verses 16 and 17.
在第三章的十六、十七节。
In which he said, All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
这段经文说，圣经是神所默示的，于教训督责，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的，叫使神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
When you read that, you almost feel like he could have closed the letter. This was the end.
当我们看这段经文的时候，我们觉得好像我们可以已经把圣经关起来了。
And it's almost as if he's saying, "Oh, just a moment, I have something else I want to say to you."
好像说，哦，等一下，我还有更重要的事要对你说。
And it's that part that I want to speak to you about today.
所以这个就是我将要对大家说的。
The Apostle Paul knew that he had very little time, and when we have little time, we don't want to waste our time.
保罗知道他时间不多了，所以他不愿意浪费时间。
We want to speak about the most important things.
他想说最必要的事。
And that's what I think we find as you come to 2 Timothy chapter 4.
所以就带我们来到提摩太后书的第四章。
Writing to a young pastor, he wants to speak to him about what the most important things are for his life as a follower of Jesus and for the church of Jesus Christ that he would be leading.
保罗对提摩太说、有关于、圣经还有生活很重要的事情。
This chapter can be divided for a preacher up very easily into three sections.
所以作为一个牧师，我可以把这段经文分成三部分。
And there are verses 1 through 5, verses 6 through 8, and verse 9 to the end.
三部分。
Yeah, those three parts, okay. But I would like us to read just the first 8 verses.
我们现在来看、最前面的第八节。
In our church, when we read the Word of God together, we all stand because we're hearing our Father's Word, so I'd like us to stand. I will read,
请大家起立我们一起来、读神的话语。
I will read one verse at a time in English, and Dr. Sun will read in Chinese. Verse 1. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead,And in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge.
我在神面前，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显现和他的国度，嘱咐你。
Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction.
务要传道。无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐，各样的教训，责备人，警戒人，劝勉人。
For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear.
因为时候将到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒。就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师父。
They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths.
并且掩耳不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语。
But you, keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry.
你却要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难，做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。
For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near.
我现在被浇奠，我离世的时候到了。
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but to all who long for his appearing.
从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
And this is the word of God.
这个就是神的话。
Thanks be to God. You may be seated.
请坐。
So as you turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4, I see that the Apostle Paul is giving three essential matters for our lives and for our churches, and I'll pass them on to you.
在这段经文当中，我看到三件必要的事是保罗要我们传承下去的。
The first has to do with this, that we must take time when we gather to hear a word from our Father.
第一件事呢，就是我们必须要花时间来听神的话。
All through the first three chapters of this letter, the Apostle Paul has talked about the importance of the Word of God.
在前三章，保罗都说神话语的重要性。
Why is this so important?Why should we keep God's word central in our life?
为什么我们要把神的话语放在我们信仰的中心呢？
And I have two phrases, because God is here, and because Jesus is coming soon.
那我的答案呢，就是因为神在这里，然后耶稣呢将要来。
Look again at verse 1.
我们来看第一节。
It reminds me of a preacher or speaker pounding on the pulpit and shouting, "If you haven't listened to me up to now, listen at this moment."
第一节让我想到一个讲道的人站在讲台上打着这个讲台，然后说：“如果你之前还没有听我所说的，请听。”
You see, he says, in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, the one who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing, Timothy, I give you this charge.
在神的面前，在审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，保罗给提摩太以下的嘱咐。
He's asking Timothy to open up his eyes to something that all Christians believe.
保罗要提摩太打开他的眼睛来看我们要相信的是什么。
He wants him to know that the God we believe in is present at all times, especially when his people gather in worship.
保罗要提摩太知道，就是当神的百姓聚集的时候，神与他们同在。
Do you see? He says, "In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus."
在这里，保罗说，我在神面前，还有在耶稣基督面前。
In other words, he is saying to him, Timothy, listen, God is present with us right now as we gather in this place.
换句话说，保罗是在说，神就在这里，当我们在聚集的时候。
And you must remember that the God that we believe is present is the one before whom all people will someday stand.
而这位神就是我们每一个人有一天将要面对的。
Do you see? He says he will be the one who will judge the living and the dead.
因为他将要审判活人跟死人。
Therefore, when we gather together as followers of Jesus, what we need to do is to stop for a moment and acknowledge.That God is present in this place.
所以身为神的子民，当我们聚集的时候，我们要停一下，然后呢，跟自己说，神在这里。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
Do you really believe that God is present here with us, and that someday each one of us gathered in this sanctuary will be standing before him.
你相信神就在这里吗？当我们有一天聚集在一起的时候，神就在我们当中。
If you and I believe that, don't you think it's important for us to take a few moments and hear a word from the God before whom we will stand?
如果我们相信刚才所说的，我们就要打开圣经，然后看圣经要对我们说什么。
It means that when this word is opened, you should be alert and awake.
所以当圣经被打开的时候，我们应该非常的警醒。
You should turn off your phones.
我们要关我们的手机。
And stop playing games.
然后不要玩游戏。
And be careful to hear what God says and to respond to it.
然后小心地听神的话，然后做回应。
Now, what should we do when that word is opened?
当神的话打开的时候，我们要做什么呢
？Preach the word is what he says.
务要传道。
Did you notice with great passion the apostle Paul called Pastor Timothy and all who open this word to make sure that whenever God's people gather, this word will be proclaimed.
保罗要提摩太知道，就是当神的百姓聚集在一起的时候，神的话语将要被传扬。
And it must be proclaimed in a way that when we speak of what God says, people are called to respond to it and to obey it.
当我们在传讲神话语的时候，神的儿女呢是要顺服，然后要回应。
Because that's what preaching is.
因为这个就是
讲道。It's a delivery of what God has revealed in Scripture.
是要讲出来神在圣经当中所启示的。
As I pointed out this morning, it's about himself, it's about the world, it's about your life, it's about how we should live.
所以圣经所讲的是有关于神自己，有关于这个世界，有关于人的生命，跟我们应该如何生活。
And we should proclaim it in such a way not that we will only hear it and put it into our heads, but that our lives will respond to it in obedience.
我们不仅要只是听而已，而是要流露在我们的生命当中。
So when God's people gather in a place, there are many things that can and should happen.
所以当神的百姓聚集的时候，有很多事情是需要发生，也有很多事情是不需要发生的。
We should sing together praise to God.
我们应该说，我们要一起来。
I am so
赞美神。
Thankful for our worship team today. It was wonderful to praise God together with you.
我很感恩为着敬拜团来感恩。
We should experience baptisms. We should give announcements. We should do all sorts of things when we gather as God's people.
当我们聚集的时候，我们应该做很多的事情，比如说洗礼、敬拜。
But Paul is saying that there is one thing that must happen, and that is we must open God's word and have it proclaimed.
但是保罗说有一件事呢是必要的，就是神的话，打开神的话。
Oh, why is this so important?
为什么这个这么重要呢？
Because it's what you and I most need.
因为这是我们最需要的。
I tried to point it out this morning when I talked about this sound teaching. It gives life and health to us.
今天早上我讲过，就是这个纯正的真理是让我们可以有一个健康的生命。
Sometimes we go to church just wanting to get some good advice about what we should do about our lives.
有时候我们去教会，我们可能会得到一些很好的建议，就是我们应该怎么样来生活。
And the Bible does give advice about that, that's for sure.
圣经的确是有告诉我们如何更好的来生活。
But sometimes we can get good advice from our neighbor or from a therapist.
但是有时候呢，我们也可以从我们的邻居或者是治疗师得到很好的建议。
I find more and more sometimes people go to church because they simply would like to be entertained. They like the music or whatever happens.
有些人来教会呢是希望被娱乐，因为他想听好的音乐。
But if we want to have entertainment, we can go to a concert or to a sporting event. There are many places we can get that.
如果我们真的想要娱乐的话，我们可以去听听歌，还有很多其他的地方。
But I'll tell you, when you go to church, you hope it will be entertaining and not boring, don't you?
当我们来教会的时候，我们希望教会不会是沉闷的。
On the other side, what we most need is simply to hear what God has had to say.
但是其实最重要的是我们要听神要说什么。
More and more I find that people would rather have me just tell good stories and good jokes whenever I do my sermons.
有时候我觉得很多人只是想听我讲好听的故事或者是笑话。
And I think stories or jokes are very important.
那我认为好的故事还有笑话是重要的。
But we need more than that.
但是我们需要的比这个更多。
We need to hear a message from the one who created us.
我们希望从神那里听到信息。
So I tell you, if you are a pastor or a teacher, whenever you have a group of people before you, make sure you take time to open this word to them.
如果我们是牧师或者是教导的人，我们一定要打开圣经来教导。
And if you show up at church or to a Bible conference, I hope that you will go to that place praying that they will open God's Word and bring you a message from Him.
如果我们去研经会，我们希望他们会讲到圣经。
If you go to church with a deep desire to hear a message from God's Word, it will be easier for the preacher when he or she preaches.
如果我们来到教会当中有一个很深的渴慕神话语的心，那这样子对牧师来说呢，也是非常有帮助的。
What will a message from God actually do for your life?
所以神的话对我们的生命当中有什么样的作用呢？
There are three words that I find to be so important there in verse 2.
在第二节当中，我看到有三个字呢是非常重要的。
They will correct, rebuke, and encourage.
就是责备、警戒跟劝勉。
This is what you should pray if you are a pastor will happen in people's lives when you preach the word.
如果我们是牧师或者是在传道的时候，这个是我们需要祷告的。
Or if you are there and as now you are hearing a word, you should be praying that this is what will happen in your life.
当我们自己看圣经的时候，我们也应该这样子祷告，就是会发生这样的事。
When you look at those three words, I imagine that you enjoy the third word more than the first two words.
当我们看这三个字的时候呢，我相信大家可能喜欢第三个字劝勉。
But they're all important.
但是其实三个字都是很重要的。
The word of God will sometimes correct you.
神的话有时候呢会责备你。
When you are thinking about things, there are always those times when you and I can move into potential error, into things that are wrong.
有时候我们看事情呢会有错误的。
And you should be praying when this word is open that this word of God will speak to you because it can correct what is wrong and guide your mind through the issues that you are facing.
但是神的话呢是可以纠正我们，然后引导我们走向正路。
I am finding that this role of the word of God is more and more important in our day.
我觉得神的话在我们今天呢是更加的重要。
So many people are getting all of their input about how they should think from the media or from the entertainment industry.
从媒体当中呢，我们得到很多的讯息，怎么样来生活。
That may be especially true here in Southern California.
那特别是在我们所处的这个南加州。
And we should hear what the media and the entertainment industry are saying.
我们应该从媒体还有这个娱乐的这个娱乐界听从他们的建议。
But as sometimes we begin thinking like everyone else thinks, we need the Word of God to correct us.
但是如果这样的话，我们就跟其他人没什么两样。我们需要的是神的话。
And what about that word rebuke?
这个警戒，大家有感觉怎么样呢？
Are there not times when you and I still are tempted to walk away from God?
我们生命当中是否有时候我们想离弃神呢？
When you feel that deep, deep temptation coming into your life and you show up at church, this word from God can stop you, rebuke you, and redirect your life.
当我们遇到这样的试探的时候，神的话语会警戒我们。
And when you have already walked away from God and you turn back to Him, you can also find in this word that He will be readyTo cleanse you from the past and to start again with you.
如果我们离弃神，然后又回转的话，我们会发现神的话语会洁净我们。
It will correct, it will rebuke, and it will encourage.
神的话会责备，会警戒，也会劝勉。
Do you ever feel like you need encouragement?
大家有没有觉得你需要鼓励呢？
I still do, and I've been following Jesus for over 60 years.
我仍然需要，虽然我已经跟随耶稣超过六十年。
Sometimes you can go to church just worn down because of all the struggles you are going through. You can feel unbelievably discouraged.
有时候我们去教会的时候， 因着我们生活当中许多的挣扎，我们可能 会觉得很沮丧。
But then you find God saying, I never give up on you.
但是我们从圣经当中会找到说 神对我们说他不会放弃我们。
I am always ready and willing to forgive you and start again with you.
我愿意赦免你，然后重新的来开始。
And you never have to go away from that worship time alone because he says, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you.
你不用离开这个敬拜，因为神说我不离弃你。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah for that. Okay. I don't want you to miss this either in verse 2 for any of us who are teachers or preachers or even parents who are teaching their children. The instructions about how to teach the Word of God are very important.
我不希望大家忘记这个，就是怎么样来讲神的话。
We are to do it, one, with great patience.
第一呢，就是要用百般的忍耐。
And number two, with careful instruction.
第二呢，是用各样的教训。
Oh, I'll tell you, sometimes pastors get awfully frustrated with their people.
我要告诉大家，很多时候牧师呢，会觉得frustrated.
Sometimes people get frustrated with their pastors too.
有时候人也会对牧师感觉到很
How many times I'll be preaching at church and I'll look out and it just feels as if everyone is sleeping or wants to sleep.
有时候当我讲到的时候，我会看到有些人在睡觉，会没有反应。
They seem bored or unresponsive.
他们可能觉得很沉闷。
I just want to get angry with them.
我真的很想生他们的气。
The Apostle Paul understood that.
保罗也明白。
He says, love them.
他说要爱他们。
Want the best for them.
希望他们有最好的。
Do not give up on them.
不要放弃他们。
Keep teaching the word.
继续教导神的话。
Do it with great patience, wanting the very best for them.
用百般的忍耐。
And then teach also with careful instruction.
然后是用各样的教训。
I don't know if we have any seminary faculty members who are still here, except for Dr. Soon.
There are more. 除了正道神不是正道，除了这个神学院的老师之外，是不是还有其他在做的也是神学院的老师
？But this phrase gives the reason why seminary teaching is so important.
所以这个经文告诉我们在神学的教育是非常的重要。
When anyone is taught to teach the word, it needs to be able to be taught carefully with the kind of instruction that is instruction that is true to what God has said.
当在教导神话语的时候呢，一定要是有各样的教训，一定要是从圣经里面出来的。
And as I said to you this morning, I want you to be the best student of God's word that you can be to prepare as best as you can.
今天早上我提醒过大家，就是我们要做圣经最好的学生。
You may never be able to get a PhD in Bible or theology.
我们不一定在圣经当中会得到一个博士的学位。
But when you have the opportunity to teach your word, study it as well as you can, deliver that message, and ask the Holy Spirit to do more than you could ever imagine.
当我们有机会教导神话语的时候，我们要尽力的去准备，去教导。然后求神的圣灵帮助我们。
And you find that he will.
然后神一定会如此做的。
Now I must give you a warning.
我要给大家一个警告。
What should you expect when the word of God is central in your worship?
当神的话在我们敬拜当中是中心的时候，我们要期待什么呢？
And in verses 3 and 4, the Apostle Paul simply says, the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine.
3到4节这里说，因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理。
When I read this, I feel as if the Apostle Paul is writing to us in the 21st century here in California.
当我看这节经文的时候，我觉得保罗好像正在对我们21世纪的教会来说话。
He says there are going to be times when the day will come when people will not want you to carefully instruct God's word in the gathering of the church.
他说时候将到，有人呢是会厌烦纯正的道理。
Sometimes they'll find that what's in the word of God is unpalatable. They don't agree with it. It's not the morals that we have in our world.
有些人看圣经呢会觉得不合他们的胃口，因为并不合我们这个世界的道德观念。
At other times people will say it's written so long ago it's irrelevant.
有些人会说圣经是很久以前写的，对今天呢是没有应用的价值。
One of the responsibilities for those who are called to teach the word is to also understand what is happening in the world God has put us in.
对于那些教导神话语的人，我们也要知道就是这个世界是一个什么样的世界。
It is actually our responsibility to stand between the word of the world of the Bible and the world of the people who are there in our church.
我们的责任呢是站在圣经还有这个世界中间，啊，站在啊 ，Can you say that again?
Excuse me, I'll stop.
Can you repeat that, please?
Okay.
Between.
One of the responsibilities that we have is to stand between the world of the Bible and the world of the lives of the people we live in.
所以教导的人呢是要站在圣经还有世界中间。
And so one of the responsibilities we have is to understand the worlds of the people who are in our congregations.
所以我们的责任之一呢就是要明白了解我们的会众所处的世界。
And then to bring the truth of this word to their lives in a way that they will see that it is relevant.
然后把圣经这个道传到这个世界。
Sometimes, as he says, people won't want that. They will only want to hear what their own itching ears want to hear.
有时候很多人不想听，他们只是耳朵发痒。
That phrase, itching ears, means they want something new and sensational.
耳朵发痒呢，是代表一些充满感觉的事情。
Yes, I think the Apostle Paul would be shocked about trends in the American church that we go out.And do a marketing survey to find out what people want, and then we give it to them so that our churches can be big.
保罗可能会很惊奇地发现，如果我们做一个调查，就是到底人喜欢听什么，然后他们就传什么。
No, it is not a bad thing to do a marketing survey and find out what other people are thinking.
这样做呢，并不是错误的。
In fact, I do it all the time.
我常常如此做。
But that should never be our starting point.
但是这个不应该是我们开始的。
The starting point must be this word, what God has said.
第一步应该是从圣经当中看神要说什么。
And we must bring this word to bear upon the world in which God has put us.
我们要把圣经的道传到这个世界上。
But don't be surprised if people will say, we don't want you to do that.
但是当人不要这样做的，不要我们这样做的时候，我们不要觉得奇怪。
And so that is the first essential that we have. We must make sure that in all of our gatherings that we hear a word from our Father.
所以第一件必要的事就是当我们聚集的时候，我们要听见神的话。
Which you see up here, I already have the second essential that I want to talk to you about.
第二个必要的是
When God's word is proclaimed, we have to respond to it with faith and confidence in our Lord.
我们必须用信心来回应神的话语。
Paul says, the time for my departure is at hand.
保罗说
But now there still is in store for me a crown of righteousness.
保罗说我离世的时候到了，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
This is a very personal section of God's word.
这是一个非常个人的部分。
In the next number of verses, Paul uses the words I, me and mine at least 13 times.
接下来的经文当中，保罗常常用第一人称我。
The Apostle Paul had faced many, many challenges in his life.
保罗面对许多的经历，在他的生命跟服事中。
Shipwrecks.
撞船。
Beatings.
被打。
Imprisonments.
放下监狱。
Rejection by his whole community.
被拒绝。
But as he wrote 2 Timothy, he was facing the challenge, which in human experience most people think is the greatest challenge of all.
当他写提摩太后书的时候，他所面对的是他人生最大的一个挑战。
He was facing his own imminent death.
因为他要面对他即将来到的死亡。
And in verses 6 to 8, which are the verses I want us, if you have your Bible, to look at, he gives us two wonderfulPictures, two wonderful perspectives on death that set us apart as Christians from the rest of the world.
在六到八节，保罗给了我们两个角度来看如何面对死亡。
The first of these has come to mean so much to me in the last couple of weeks.
在过去几个礼拜当中，这段经文呢，是对我来说呢是非常的特别的。
I'll do my best to explain why.
让我来解释一下。
He saw his upcoming death as an act of dedication to God.
保罗看到他的死亡呢，像是对神的一种奉献。
Do you have your Bible? Look at verse 6, and he uses this phrase, I am already being poured out like a drink offering.
如果我们看第六节，这里说，我现在被浇奠。
This language of a drink offering is drawn from Numbers chapter 15.
这个背景呢，是从民数记的十五章当中来的。
What I see the Apostle Paul doing in this is in verses 1 through 5, he says, the word of God is what we must hear, and it will change every part of our lives.
在一到五节，保罗是说神的话是中心，而且它会改变我们整个的生命。
Now in verse 6 through 8, he takes time to say, let me show you how the word of God is speaking to me at this time in my life.
然后六到八节，保罗是说，让我告诉你神的话如何改变了我现在的这个人生。
So you see, the situation he was in was that he was facing what he thought for sure was going to be his death.
因为保罗在面对他的死亡。
He was in a prison.
他在监狱里面。
He'd been in prison before, but in other times he'd gotten out of prison.
以前他也下过监狱，但是他逃出来了。
This time he doesn't think it's going to happen.
但是这一次不会的。
And so he's looking at these days. He doesn't think he has many days to live, and he thinks about how do I live these days as a follower of Jesus.
所以在最后的这个时间当中呢，他就在思想我怎么样可以仍然忠心的做跟随耶稣的人。
And he uses that phrase, "I am already being poured out like a drink offering."
所以他说我现在被浇奠。
Let me try to explain this.
让我尝试来解释一下。
In many of the offerings in ancient Israel, what they would do is that they would take a large wineskin and carry it into the place of worship.
在古以色列当中呢，他们会用一个很大的酒袋，然后呢带进敬拜的场所。
When the priest would make the offering, the priest would open up that wineskin and pour all of the wine over the offering.
然后祭司呢会把这个放酒的皮带全部倒出来。
There was not to be one drop left.
一滴也不留。
It was a way of saying everything in our community, every day that we live, we pour it out before you, all that we are, we dedicate to you.
这个意思呢就是我们把全部都献上给神。
And the Apostle Paul is saying here that as I face perhaps only a few more days of life, God, I dedicate myself fully to you. I pour myself fully out to you. I am going to live for you.
所以在这里保罗是说，在他还有的这几天的时间里面，他将要把他整个生命全然的倒在神的面前。
You know, of course, that this is the way we should live every day of our lives as followers of Jesus, don't you?
对于跟随耶稣的人，这应该是我们每个人都应该活的方式。
That we say, Lord, I don't know what's ahead of me today, but I am yours. I give all that I am to you today.
我今天把我所有的全部献上。
But there are times of difficulty in which we need to make this specific promise to God. Lord, I am yours. I will trust you whatever comes. And it looks like what comes will be difficult.
所以这个意思就是，主啊，我把我所有的都献给你，然后我愿意相信你，信靠你，因为我知道发生的事会困难，是困难的。
This gives us a great insight into how a follower of Jesus should face any hardship that might be coming our way, even one as tragic as a terminal condition.
当我们遇见困难的时候，比如说是遇到一个疾病的末期。这段经文是帮助让我们看到这个亮光。
Are you facing any difficulties right now?
你有没有经历一些困难呢？
You don't have to raise your hand.
你不需要举手。
How do you and I face those difficulties as followers of the resurrected Jesus?
当我们是跟随耶稣的时候。
We don't have to wallow in self-pity and say, why is this happening to me?
我们不需要 自怜，为什么这个事会发生在我身上？
We don't have to think this can't be happening to me, and then frantically search for a miraculous cure.
我们也不需要说
We don't have to become frantic and just.
你不需要很焦急的去求神迹。
Now I tell you, God does miracles.
我相信神会施神迹。
And whenever difficulties are there, we can certainly come to God and ask Him to do a miracle in the name of Jesus.
当有困难的时候，我们可以来到神面前，然后求他施神迹。
I have experienced them myself.
我自己是经历过。
But do you see here from the Apostle Paul that walking through a difficulty he viewed as an opportunity to show the rest of the world that whatever happened, his faith was in God.
对保罗来说。无论发生什么事，他的信心呢，就是在神那里。
He wanted a world that always is going through difficulties to know that in good times or bad times, we are committed to the Lord and we're going to trust Him.
保罗要我们知道，无论是在好的日子、坏的日子，我们都要委身于耶稣来信靠他。
I don't know if I've communicated this well to you, but this phrase has made such an enormous difference in my walk with Christ.
我不知道有没有跟大家分享，就是这句话呢，让我跟
and especially in the tragedies that have come,
特别是一些悲剧。
A time when my second daughter died unexpectedly.
我第二个女儿突然间去世。
A time when my only brother was killed by a drunk driver in Texas.
我唯一的一个兄弟呢，是被一个醉酒的司机呢是撞死。
And most recently, perhaps some of you know, when I received myself a cancer, a diagnosis that I have cancer.
而最近可能我们当中有些人已经知道，就是我是有癌症。
How do we live in times like that?
像这种时间，我们怎么样来活呢？
We enter into the presence of God and pray together with our brothers and sisters that God will glorify Himself by doing miracles. We do pray for that, and that is our great opportunity.
我们可以来到神这边，然后求他来荣耀自己，这是一个很好的一个机会。
But sometimes there is something much bigger that God wants to do than simply that kind of thing.
但是有时候神要做的是超出刚才所说的。
Because you and I believe that death in this world is not the end of things.
因为你跟我都相信死亡并不是最终的。
And we must believe that sometimes God wants the rest of the world to see that in the midst of difficulty, there is a difference that faith in Him makes that other people can only have if they know the risen Christ.
很多时候神要我们看到，就是当我们相信耶稣的时候，我们的生命呢是跟不相信耶稣的是不一样的。
I was a young pastor when my daughter died.
当我女儿死的时候，我是一个很年轻的牧师。
I was preaching through John 14 at the time.
那个时候呢，我讲到的时候是在讲约翰福音十四章。
Do you know that passage?
你知道那段经文吗？
For the 12 disciples that Jesus was talking to, they had left their families behind, they had left their occupations behind and followed Jesus, and nothing was going well for them.
那段经文是说，门徒呢，是离开了他们的父母，他们的家产，来跟随耶稣，但是事情呢，并不是像他们想象中那样的美好。
Their families rejected them, their community leaders rejected them, but at least they thought we still have Jesus.
他们的家庭呢是排斥他们，他们的团体也是这样，但是起码他们有耶稣。
And do you know what Jesus said to them?
你知道耶稣对他们说什么吗？
He said, "Now I'm leaving too."
No,
I am leaving.
他说现在我也要离开了。
And the Bible says in the understatement of Scripture, their hearts were troubled.
那经文是告诉我们说，这些门徒的心呢是焦虑的。
I think they were angry.
我想他们是生气。
And here's what Jesus said to them.
耶稣说，
You believe in God.
你相信神。
Trust me.
你就要信靠他。
John 14. You believe in God. Trust me.
约翰福音十四章，你相信神， 你就要信靠他。
I know where I'm going.
我知道我要去哪里。
I know what I'm doing.
我知道我在做什么。
And I'm doing it for you.
我是为了你而做。
I'm going to prepare a place for you. Trust me.
我要为你预备一个地方，请你相信我。
I read that after my daughter died, and I slammed my Bible shut.
所以当我女儿去世的时候，我读那段经文，然后我关把圣经关起来。
And I remember saying to the Lord, I have a PhD in theology.
我记得我对神说，我有一个哲学博士，在神学的哲学博士。
And this is all you have to say to me? Trust you, like a parent asks a little child, trust me, I know what I'm doing?
这个就是你要我做的吗？像一个小孩子来信靠他父母一样的来信靠你吗？
And do you know what I sense the Lord saying to me?
你知道神对我说什么吗？
Yes, trust me.
是的，信靠他。
I remember getting down on my knees.
我记得我跪在地下。
In the church I was pastoring.And saying, Lord, I don't understand why a child must die, but I know you.
我不知道我在跟神说，我不知道为什么我的孩子要死了，但是我认识你。
And Lord, I will trust you. I made a conscious decision of faith to trust the Lord.
但是我要信靠你，我做了这样的一个很明智的一个选择。就是要信靠你。
And if you ask questions about why injustices happen in this world, like a child dying, I don't have easy answers.
如果你问我为什么在这个世界上会有孩子会死去，我没有这样的答案。
But I do know that the Lord is worthy of trust.
但是我知道的就是配得相信。
And in those times, what I see Paul saying here, now death may be coming to me.But I'm going to pour myself out before the Lord and trust Him with all that I am.
所以对保罗来说，当死亡临近的时候，他要像一个奠祭，完全的倒在神的面前。
You see, he had a choice to make, didn't he? He had a choice to make.
他是有选择的。
Either to face this difficulty with anxiety or to face it with faith.
他可以面对这个困难用焦虑来面对，或者是用信心来面对。
And he chose to trust God.
保罗选择信靠神。
And I pray that you will learn to do that as well.
我也祷告大家都愿意做这样的选择。
Because this word reveals to you the God who is worthy of trust.
因为神的道，神的话呢，是值得信靠的。
And our time is about gone, but I want to show you the second metaphor that he uses for understanding death.
第二个角度，保罗要我们看的有关于死亡。
He wants you to see death as a journey home.
就是死亡是回家。
Again, in verse 6, we see a wonderful phrase.
第六节，我们看到一节经文。
The time has come for my departure.
我离世的时候到了。
This word departure in Paul's world wasn't a word that many people used for death.
离开这个字呢，并不是任何人用来形容死亡的。
They use that word departure the same way we do, as to leave one place and go to another place.
这个离开的意思呢，就是从一个地方离开去另外一个地方。
I think you can understand this. The word departure is found in our airports and so many places. For him, it would have been a ship.
我们看到在今天的机场当中会看到这个 departure 这个字就是离开。
Yeah, this is a picture from Ireland, just so you can see it.
Ireland?
It's from Ireland,
okay.
Yeah.
在Ireland的机场。
I just want to have you this in mind, because the Apostle Paul had taken many trips before.
因为保罗曾经有许多的旅程。
And what he's trying to say is that when we follow Jesus, who defeated death by his resurrection, even death is not an end.
保罗是在说，耶稣呢是战胜死亡，所以死亡并不是最终终极的。
Instead, it is the opportunity to go to the place we most want to go to.
而死亡是一个机会，就是要他去他想最想去的地方。
And I'll tell you, when you read verses 6 through 8, you can tell he was not afraid. He was confident.
当我们看第六节的时候，我们会看到保罗呢是并不惧怕，他是充满着信心的。
So I want to speak to you as if I were your pastor right now.
我现在 要以我好像是你们的牧师的身份来对你们讲话。
I am convinced that our faith in Jesus changes everything about our lives. Our faith in Jesus changes.
我们在耶稣的这个信心呢，是改变了我们所有的一切。
But perhaps the most dramatic difference that faith in Jesus makes is seen in the way you and I should approach death and dying.
当我们如何面对死亡，其实就是证明我们如何的来啊，如何在主里面。
I do not want you to miss the fact that in these verses, Paul is not fretting about an upcoming funeral. He was looking forward to an eternal future.
在这段经文当中，保罗呢并不是在啊焦虑他的丧礼要如何进行，他想到的是永恒。
There is no other philosophy or religion in the world that teaches people to approach death with this kind of positive anticipation.
在这个世界上，没有其他的宗教或者是哲学，让我们可以看到这样正面的来面对死亡。
Paul was coming to an ending, and you see it. He was at peace.
保罗已经到他生命的最后的这个阶段，但是他充满着平安。
You see it in verse 7. He says, I look back over my life and it's nearly over. I've completed my work. I've finished my part of the race.
第七节他说，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
And his optimism crescendos in verse 8.
而最正面的这个高潮呢，是在第八节。
He says, now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day.
他说，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的。
Do you notice the certainty in his words?
在这里呢，有一种确据。
There is in store for me the judge will award to me.
有公义的冠冕为我存留。
Here is a man who is assured, eternally assured, and it wasn't in what he had done, but he was assured because of the Lord in whom he believed.
保罗是非常的确定，不是因为他是谁，而是因为主耶稣是谁。
And I want to testify to you that I feel that same assurance right now, in spite of any health problems I might have.
我要向大家做见证，就是 我的感觉跟保罗一样，虽然我是面对着这个癌症。
And I can imagine some people saying, well, the Apostle Paul could have that assurance, and maybe a pastor could have that assurance, but that's not for me.
或许我们当中有人说，保罗有这样的确据，牧师有这样的确据，但是不是我。
But it is for you.
但是其实你应该也是这样子的。
Do you see in verse 8, he adds that phrase, it is for all who long for his appearing.
因为在第八节这里说，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
So here are my messages to you. Number one, you must keep the word of God central. And when you do, number two, it should lead you to have confidence whatever you might face in this world.
所以这个就是我要跟大家说的第一点呢，就是我们要把神的话语是放在信仰的中心。
We can fret over so many things in this world.
我们有太多的事情在这个世界上。
But God is greater than anything in this world.
但是神比这一切事情都大。
And in our churches, we can also have this idea of it's so bad, it's so hard, and have virtually no hope.That we can fret and think there's no real hope for where we are.
有时候我们可能想象说这里并没有盼望，我们并没有盼望。
I've heard pastor friends who have worried people are leaving the church or we don't have enough money and act as if God is not greater than those things.
有时候呢，我们会想说神比这一切呢都小。
I tell you, people may leave the church, but God does not. Governments may oppress us, but God is greater than all governments.Money may be short in short supply.
Okay,
I'll let you go.
can you go? Rewind,
yeah. So I tell you, people may leave the church, but God never does.
人会离开教会，但是神不会离开教会。
Governments may oppress us, but God has appointed all governments.
政府呢会欺压我们，但是神呢是在他们之上。
Money may be in short supply, but He is the one who owns the cattle on a thousand hills.
我们可能缺钱，但是神呢是供应一切的神。
So I declare to you on the authority of God's word that when we gather in church, we must hear His voice, and when we do, He will provide in His time and in His way and to His glory.
所以我要宣告，当我们聚集的时候，我们要读神的话语，然后神会供应我们所需要的一切。
I'd better end there, though there is a third essential. I'll show it to you just so that you can see.
还有第三件必要的事。
Verses 9 through 21,
9到21节
that our churches, he says it's essential that our churches be places where people love people.
那教会呢必须呢是要是一个爱人的地方。
When you go home, will you read through verses 9 through 21?
当你回家的时候请你读9到21节。
And you'll find out that the great apostle Paul, as strong as a Christian as he was, still needed his church family to love him and care for him.
虽然保罗很坚强，但是他仍然需要他教会的这个家庭来、鼓励他、支持他。
He was lonely, and he needed Timothy to come visit him.
他很孤单。
He was bored, and he needed his books.
然后他、
oh, I said he was lonely.
Lonely,
Yeah, he was bored.
Right.
He was, yeah, he was discouraged.
然后觉得很沮丧。
And he was about to go to trial.
然后他很快就要去被审。
He needed his church family.
他需要他的教会家庭。
Oh yes, the Lord was there. The Lord was there, present with him.
主在与他同在。
But sometimes we need a touch from God's people to know that it's real, that God loves us.
有时候呢，我们需要人的接触，让我们来。体会到神是爱我们的。
But that's another sermon and another day.
那个是另外一天的讲道。
So I'll leave you today with these three points.
所以最后呢是这三点。
Three things must be central when we're people who follow this word.
三件必要的事。
One, we must always take time to hear the voice of our Father when we come together.
当我们聚集的时候，我们必须花时间来听神要说什么。
It will teach us about how to think and about how to live.
它会教导我们如何来思想，如何来生活。
Two, when we hear that word and we are committed to obeying it, our lives should be filled with radiant hope and with peace.
当我们听到神的话，然后去顺服的时候，我们的生命呢，应该是流露出一种平安跟喜乐。
And we must have our churches be places.Where people care and love for people as God cares and loves us.
我们也必须是一个爱人的人，就好像神爱我们一样。
If you will keep those essential things at the center of your life and at the heart of your church, you will, I believe, live well, and you will bring glory to God.
如果我们保持着这三件必要的事，我相信你会生活的美好，并且会。使神得到荣耀。
May that blessing be yours to His glory.
愿神祝福大家。
Amen.
Would you stay for a while? Yes. Okay. Yeah. 我想我们能够谢谢这个Dr. Wilbright 的最好的方法就是为他来祷告。The best salute we can give to Dr. Wilbright is pray for him.So would you please stand up? 请大家一同起立。我们一同举起你的右手，来为Dr. Wilbright 来祷告。1月28号 ，September 28th， 他要动手术，所以我们求神来医治他，求神让医生能够好好的来给他动手术，以至于他可以复原继续来为主工作。我们一起来为他来祷告。We all pray for Dr. Wilbright, please. 主啊，我们来到你的面前，我们感谢你。
求主你施恩，主啊，让我们能够看见啊，我们的敬爱的魏牧师啊，能够在主里头可以得到这种痊愈。愿主你施恩来带领帮助。主啊，我们感谢赞美你，因为你是做这样的奇妙的事。我们相信主你一定要在他的身上来做。OK， 求主你施恩，感谢赞美你，求主你施恩，主啊，愿主你施恩。OK， 愿主你施恩。愿主你圣恩，感谢你奉主基督的圣名，主啊，愿主你回给。
Lord,
Lord,
hear our prayer.
We commit that Webrise operation in your hand. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, my brother. I'll never forget. Thank you.
请坐。感谢主，让我们啊，在座的各位都是有始有终的来参加啊这个基督徒教义大会啊，所以我们啊彼此互相鼓励、鼓掌啊。
好，比较困难。
下一次我们见面就是2018年的9月15号哈。915ABC， 我们一起说915ABC 啊，所以请你把这个日子记住，我们可以一起在这里。那我们要再一次谢谢 Dr. Webright 还有谢廷教授的翻译啊，我们非常的谢谢他们啊，提供这么好的信息跟翻译啊。我们也要谢谢我们50几位的专题的讲员，还有行政事工的团队。那我们特别要谢谢这个洛福教会免费供应给我们这样子的场地来使用。那这是一个很简单的一件事，我们谢谢洛福教会在这一件事情上面所提供的这一些服务。所以求神帮助让我们一同起立，我们来唱最后一首诗，然后我们要请这个洛杉矶的这个同工联会的总干事邱茂松牧师来带领我们做结束的祷告跟祝福。
弟兄姐妹， Let's celebrate God's gift of love. Let's go and celebrate.
让我们来庆贺，无比大爱我们来庆贺，神儿子因爱我们舍了生命。让我们来欢呼，主是喜乐无人能像你，我们欢然向你献祭，高声欢呼赞美，
大家开口。
让我们来庆贺，欢呼来庆贺，欢呼来庆贺，大君王。让我们来欢呼，来庆贺，欢呼来庆贺，欢呼来庆贺，大君王。
为主唱好不好？
让我们
的话是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光。谢谢你，借着我们 ABC 2017年的大会，你把我们召集在这里。我们为今天我们所领受的，求主你让我们深藏内心，然后把它使用出来，让洛杉矶北美的教会更加的同心合一，兴旺福音。特别求主你加倍的赐福今天劳苦劳力劳心分享的我们的讲员、我们的教牧同工、传道师母们，他们所摆上的，愿主你悦纳。同时我们为参加的每一个弟兄姐妹，我们主内的同工同道，都能够把从你那里领受的把它用出来，然后兴旺教会。谢谢主，我们现在要分散，但愿赐平安的神，就是那凭着永耶之血使秦阳的大牧人，我主耶稣基督从死里复活的神，在各样善事上成全你们，并叫你们遵行他的旨意，又借着耶稣基督在你们心里就行他所喜悦的事情，愿荣耀归给他，从今直到主再来，阿们。请坐，我们2018年9月15号再见，如果主愿意的话。
请大家记得把那个名牌袋要交回，名牌卡自己留着，然后请我们所有的organizing committee 请到前面来，我们跟 speaker 一起合照，请我们所有的规划委员请到前台来，我们跟我们的speaker 有一个合照，谢谢。请我们的 committee 都到前面来好吗？